Okay, so William, here's the next part of the squeaky toy story. This is the plan to rescue the toy shop toys. All right, so we finished the last story, and Squeaky had been rescued from the toy shop witch, and he had an arm broken, and they brought him to Mr. Cuttlefish, who is the superbest robot technician, almost as good as Mr. Ningyoshi-san. And he fixed him up. He took his little fine jeweler's tools, and he took his arm apart. He figured out how it worked. He oiled and greased it, put it back together, and now it's as good as new. And the very last thing he did, which was so amazing, is he let Squeaky talk. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's so good. First thing Squeaky did, of course, was he bowed and said, "Domo arigato gozaimasu, Mr. Cuttlefish-san. Domo arigato gozaimasu," which means excuse, which means thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And then he said, "Shitsurei shimasu. I am sorry I was such a problem." Mr. Cuttlefish laughed and said, "It's no problem, Squeaky Toy. I was glad to fix your arm. After all, I got a chance to see some robotics that I have never, ever, ever seen before." The little robot bowed again and said, "Do itashimashite," which means, "You're welcome." So then Mr. Cuttlefish looked at the boys and said, "Okay, boys, you run along. I have work to do in my lab here. You go on back out in the backyard, and you can talk to Squeaky and have him tell you everything that went on." So 3T and Curtis and Kwame took little Squeaky Toy out to the backyard, and they said, "Okay, Squeaky, tell us what happened." Well, the Atsuri Ningyo robot couldn't believe he could talk. And so he started telling them all about the night before, or the 2 nights before, and what happened. He told them about how everything had gone quiet, and the toys had stopped talking to him, and he decided he'd go check in on the toy shop witch. And when he was standing on the branch, looking into the window, he noticed all of the little shapes that were ninja squirrels climbing all over the roof, and they were dropping pine cones and acorns into the chimney. All three boys, gasped, they were. And Squeaky Toy said, "Well, I knew that that wasn't right, and I thought I could scare them away so they wouldn't fill up that chimney with acorns and pine cones, because after all, if the toy shop witch, I mean, if Maplethorn-san had decided to start a little fire in her fireplace, all those acorns would burn up, or they'd turn to smoke and she'd choke and the house might burn down. I can't have that. So I decided I would scare them away." So he told the boys how he picked up a branch and he jumped on the roof and he started waving the branches around to look like he was some big, huge monster, waving them, waving them, waving them. And then the squirrels looked up and they couldn't believe it. Oh my goodness! He was there waving his branches, running at them. He couldn't talk, of course, so he couldn't make any loud roaring noises, but that was okay because just at that moment, out came the toy shop witch with her broom, whacking, whacking, whoa! And those squirrels were so shocked, they ran away. Meanie, Squidgy, Squirmy, Slimy, Smarmy, they all ran away. "Ah, we're going!" They ran so fast, they ran to the next town and didn't come back for a good long time. And Squeaky Toy said, "There she was. She was waving that broom wide, screaming wildly, and screaming, screaming, and I don't know what happened next." Well, of course he doesn't know what happened next because he ran out of energy. Because 3T hadn't wound him up, and he fell off the roof and landed on his arm and broke it. So the next thing I know, I woke up and I was looking at the toy shop witch. I mean, Mrs. Maplethorn-san. And she looked at me and she was asking me questions, and I didn't know where I was. I couldn't see where I was. Well, evidently, she had put me in a drawer to hide me when your father came in, 3T. And when Professor Talltale asked her about where I was, she told him she had never seen me. Oh, 3T gasped. I can't believe. Oh, that's terrible. And then when she wound me up, she told me that I had to do some work for her, so I had to wash all her dishes, and then I had to go up in the attic and clean up all her toy parts, all the parts of toys that she was saving up her little attic. I did that. I came down. Then I had to vacuum, and I had to help her out. And 3T looked at him and said, "But you only had one arm." And Curtis said, "How the heck do you wash dishes with just one arm?" And Kwame was going through a slow burn himself, thinking, that's unfair, the poor toy robot. And then he said, and then she made me wash her dishes after dinner. And when I washed all those, she took me into the toy shop room, and she sat me on the shelf, and she said, you stay here. And then she went to bed, and that left me all alone. 3T said, didn't you run away? Didn't you try to get out? And Squeaky Toy said, no, because after all, I was doing what I was told. So he sat there. Well, then he started telling the boys about the toys. Now, this is something very, very interesting because, as you might know, you may not know, but you should know, is that when you're asleep, your toys can come alive. That's right. And they run around the room and they play all sorts of games and the Lego guys dance jigs and they're having a great time scooting around, talking to each other, playing. And then sometimes they run into your little sister's room and they play with the toys in there. Ha, 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 ha. They run around. And then when it gets to be light, they come back and they take their places. And when you wake up, they're all back there again. And you never knew that. Well, the three boys didn't know this. And Squeaky started explaining how all the toys came jumping around him and pulling his feet and pulling his ears, the little Lego men dancing on his head. And they looked at each other and said, wait, what, toys? Toys do this? Squeaky said, yes, of course they do. Toys are human too. They just are human only at certain times of the day. Well, Squeaky, of course, was a little unclear about humans and not humans at the moment. And so from his point of view, anything that moved and talked and walked and told him things was human. That went for Ninja Squirrels, too. So 3T said, wow, wow, the toys? You mean the toys? The toys can be alive? And Squeaky said, but of course they are. And then he told them all about what all the toys had said that day. And 3T said, wow. And Kwame said, oh, my goodness. Well, then they came up the next day. And Squeaky said, well, I was sitting on the shelf when you and your mom came in, 3T. Yeah, I remember that. We came in and asked the toy shop witch if she had seen you. He said, I know. And my mom asked if she had seen my robot. And Squeaky Toy said, I know. And she didn't give you back. Well, I know. I think she wanted me to stay there so I clean the house for her all the time and do her dishes because she really would like that. Oh, 3T thought that was terrible. And Curtis started jumping up and down. That mean toy shop witch! That mean witch! We gotta do something! How mean can you be? She kept you! She was gonna steal you! And Kwame started shouting things. Ah! Oh! Well, nobody knew what he was saying because he was speaking in Swahili. But he wasn't saying very good things in Swahili. He was saying things that people said, like his father, when they were very mad or they were hammering a nail and they put the hammer to their thumb instead of the nail, and then they start screaming things. Oh! And he was yelling. And Squeaky Toy looked at Kwame and said, Kwame-san, that's not very nice things to say. You're talking about humans, and that's not very good. You have to not say things like that. I don't think your father would be very appreciative. Kwame stopped because he'd been swearing in Swahili, and Squeaky Toy had spoken to him in Swahili. He didn't know Squeaky Toy knew Swahili. How could he know that? Squeaky Toy said, so be good and say good things about people. Kwame stopped, said, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. He says, so embarrassed. He was so embarrassed. He said, well, I gotta get home for dinner. I gotta go. And he took off on his bike. Well, Curtis was still hopping mad. Curtis was saying, no, we gotta do something. I think I'm gonna throw stones through her windows. And Squeaky Toy looked at him. What? I mean, I'll throw stones to her. Maybe I'll put acorns down her chimney. And 3T said, yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, that would be a good one. We could do that. Or maybe we could. Well, Squeaky Toy was getting a little bit upset here. He was listening to these two boys, and they were discussing how they were going to do mean things to the toy shop witch. Well, yes, they were angry. And yes, maybe Mrs. Maplethorn should not have tried to keep him, not have stolen him, not have put him to work. But still, they couldn't do that. That wasn't right. That wasn't good. So Squeaky said, no, ano, gomen nasai, sumimasen. And they looked at him. He was talking all this Japanese. They didn't know what he was saying. He said, sumimasen, it's not the toy shop witch we have to worry about. Curtis and 3T looked at him and said, what do you mean? It's not the toy shop, witch, it's the toys. They looked puzzled. What do you mean, the toys? Squeaky Toy said, the toys. The toys aren't happy. They should be happy. They're toys. Toys are supposed to be happy. Happy things. You play with toys, you feel happy. Toys feel happy. They're not. They're all upset and bitter and angry and frustrated, and they want out. 3T said, what do you mean? They want out because that lady comes in and she sits there and tries to play with them and she doesn't know how to play. She doesn't know how to play, and then she comes in and cries. And he told them all about how the toy shop witch, or Mrs. Margaret Mapplethorne, had sat there before church and had been so sad and had almost broken to tears. And he said, there's something not right with that woman. She's not happy, but the toys are even less happy. They're not happy at all. We have to do something about the toys. 3T said, oh. And Squeaky said, and you can't rescue the toys by throwing stones through her window. Oh. So they were thinking, what can we do? When Mrs. Cuttlefish came to the back door, and Mrs. Cuttlefish looked out and said, Curtis, it's time for your dinner. You say goodbye to 3T and we'll see him in the morning. 3T said, oh, Curtis, you got to go home. I guess it's going to be time for my dinner. Let's go home. And he said, come on, Squeaky Toy, we'll go home. I'll bet my mom doesn't know you can talk yet. Well, I can tell you that Tara O'Toole Talltail and Professor Timothy Talltail were both sitting at the table, and neither of them knew that Squeaky Toy could talk. And when he came in the door, he said, Ohayou gozaimasu, and they bowed. Professor Talltail looked up and said, what? And Tara O'Toole Talltail looked up and said, what? And then Squeaky Toy said, arigatai desu. I am so grateful for your help. You have done such good things for me. Thank you. Domo arigato gozaimasu. They were floored. They looked at 3T. I said, 3T, what's this? Your little toy is talking. 3T said, Mom, Dad, he's not a little toy. He's an Ayatsuri Ningyo robot. And besides, Mr. Cuttlefish turned on the switch that lets him talk. They looked at him and said, No. Yes. No. Yes. And Squeaky Toy said, yes, I'm sorry, Dr. O'Toole Talltail went, yes, I can talk. As a matter of fact, I can talk in over 30 languages, and I can read over 100 languages. And they stopped. Wait. They were having a hard time trying to process this, because after all, Professor Talltail worked with robots all the time. And those robots were very smart, very good. They could do things that no human could do as fast as they could, but none of them talked. So Tara O'Toole told us, well, Squeaky, what happened to you? How did you break your arm? What happened? So Squeaky went through the whole story all again, all about the squirrels and Mrs. Mapplethorne running out with the broom and him falling and losing out, and he went all through the thing, but he left out the toys, because after all, he didn't want to tell the adults that toys were alive and were human. But he did finally say, but Mrs. O'Toole Talltail, Dr. O'Toole Talltail, the toys aren't happy. And Mrs. O'Toole Talltail said, well, what do you mean the toys aren't happy? Well, the toys are just miserable. They're not happy. Dr. O'Toole Talltail said, what do you mean toys? Toys can't be happy or unhappy. Toys are just toys. Toys are just your toys. And 3T said, looking up to the ceiling, saying, I don't know. And Squeaky Toy said, well, yes, ma'am, you are right. Toys are just toys. But I have to say they're unhappy, and we have to do something about them. And the toy shop, Mrs. Mapplethorne-san, is very unhappy, too. And we have to figure out what to do. So Dr. O'Toole Talltail looked at 3T and said, 3T, what's he talking about? 3T said, well, and he remembered what Squeaky Toy had said. He said, well, you know, when I play with my toys, I get happy. I get happy because I'm doing things. I'm crashing my trucks into each other, or I'm smashing my Lego ships against the wall, and they splash all over the place, and I'm having a great time. And the toys are happy, too, because I'm being happy. They're happy. I think what Squeaky Toy told us is that Mrs. Mapplethorne tries to play with the toys, but doesn't know doesn't know how to play with them, and so they can't get happy because they don't get played with. And Squeaky Toy said, yes, yes, we have to rescue the toys. If we rescue the toys, we'll help Mrs. Mapplethorne. Professor Talltale looked at him and said, I beg your pardon. How can saving toys help people? Squeaky Toy said, well, if the toys are happier, then maybe Mrs. Mapplethorne will be happier. And if Mrs. Mapplethorne is happier, then she won't be so angry at the children, and she won't be the toy shop witch anymore. 3T said, oh my goodness, she's a witch. And Taro Tool Talltale, his mother, said, now, that's an idea. You know, Timothy, I have been very worried about Margaret. Professor Old Talltale looked at her and said, Margaret just has to get over the accident. She just has to move on with her life. His wife looked at him and said, Timothy, you are so hard on that poor woman. She just doesn't know how to get over it. She can't. She lost her granddaughter. Do you know what that means? Professor Talltale looked up and he said, yes, dear, I do. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be negative. I'm sorry. So Taro Tool Talltale looked at Squeaky Toy in a 3T. And she said, I have an idea. I have a glimmering of an idea. I have the beginning of an idea. She looked at Timothy Talltale. I said, Timothy, my darling. Timothy looked up. He said, my love. She said, don't we have a birthday party coming up? And Timothy Talltale looked at his, pulled out his iPhone, of course, and looked at his calendar and said, oh, my God, we do. By golly, we have our own daughter has a birthday next weekend. Well, how come I didn't think that? I should have remembered that. Oh, Mrs. Talltale looked at him and said, Timothy, you are very bad with dates. But yes, our dear one has a birthday. Now, how many of your graduate students have children? Professor Talltale said, well, there's a number of them. I think we probably have maybe 8, 9, maybe 10 or 11 kids. I mean, and Mrs. Talltale said, how many of them are like over 3 and under 15? And he thought, well, I don't know that, but I know I have a bunch of kids because when we have parties, they bring the kids and they make an awful lot of noise. And you know, kids, they make a mess. And we got to clean up. And then we got to, Timothy, said his wife, I don't need all the details. Can you get those children together if we have a birthday party? And Timothy Talltale looked at her and said, well, we could all invite them, I suppose. We could just have a, but some of them are too old. She said, it doesn't matter. And she looked at 3T and said, 3T, my dear, what do you think? Do you think it'd be good to have a birthday party at the toy shop? And 3T looked at his mother like she was asking him if he'd like to go take a nap in a spider den. Huh? What? The toy shop? She said, yes. Wouldn't it be fun to have cake and ice cream and have all those children come to the toy shop? 3T felt like he'd been thrown into a rattlesnake den, and he was waiting for them to rattle and bite him. He said, no, I think that would be a terrible idea. His mother just looked at him and said, 3T, ha, 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 you just wait. I have an idea. Let's go talk to Margaret in the morning. 3T said, I have to go back. She said, yes, indeedy, and you have to bring your little toy. 3T looked at her. Your Atsuri-Ningyo robot, Squeaky Toy. Squeaky Toy looked at Dr. O'Toole Talltale, and one would think his face brightened up, his eyebrows lifted, and he bent over, low. He said, oh, again, oh, domo arigato gozaimasu, Dr. O'Toole Talltale-san. Yes, I'd be happy to go back to the toy shop. So his mother said, good, it's a deal. Now, let's have dinner. So they had dinner. And then guess who washed the dishes? Squeaky. And Squeaky washed the dishes twice as fast because he had two hands. Woohoo! And not only did he wash the dishes, but then he took the vacuum and vacuumed all of the floors. And then he made sure that 3T's room was clean. All the toys put away. And then he went to 3T's little sister and he cleaned her room and put all her toys away. And then it was time for bed. And 3T went to bed and said, oh, Squeaky Toy, I'm so happy to have you back. Happy, happy, happy. And Squeaky Toy said, oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. And then he looked at 3T. And he said, itadakimasu. And 3T said, what? Omennasai. I forget my Japanese is what he said. But he basically said, have a good night's sleep. And 3T said, oh, thank you. This might be fun learning Japanese. And 3T climbed into bed, and he was so tired from the day that he fell asleep right away. And then all the toys woke up. And they all started climbing over Squeaky Toy and saying, Squeaky Toy, tell us what happened. What happened? What happened to you? And you know what? Because Squeaky Toy had a voice, he could tell them. And he told them all about the squirrels and all about the broom and all about the toy shop. And he spent the night telling them, and they all listened. And they all said, And then one by one, they got tired. They climbed back on their shelves, and they fell asleep too, leaving Squeaky Toy all alone to wonder what Dr. O'Toole Talltail was going to do the next day. And that, my dear William, is what I will tell you in the next part of the story. But this one is all about the plan to save the toy shop toys. And that's it. Love you, little William. You have a good night's sleep, and I'll tell you the next story in a day or two. We love you.